Genuine Defense of Humanity. We're on the second hour of our show. We've been talking about ending our discussion on SB 277 with RAND Corporation, Tavistock, you know, just the mind control element that has entered, you know, our view of what is science and what is not, and a lot of other things, you know. Consensus science is their new word. But, you know, Al, you wanted to go ahead and finish up on that before we take callers.
Well, and then consensus is the new word. Well, they want you to believe that a consensus is a general agreement about something, an area, idea, or opinion that is shared by all the people in a group. So how did they get that done? And they did use that. If anyone hasn't seen the video, The Great Global Warming Swindle, I suggest you watch it, because in it, one of the scientists who was invited to participate in the first intergovernmental panel on climate change explained what they did with them and how the experience went. And it was amazing. He told the truth and he explained it completely. By controlling the following factors, a structured group, okay, can be manipulated into seemingly supporting faulty consensus science. How do they do it? They structure the group with the invitees. They claim that the public needs to be included in the decision, so they may bring in a couple of high-powered doctors, and then they may bring in a nurse, and then they may bring in a mom, and this is their structured group, so that there may be only two people who really know the topic, but they're all given equal opportunity to respond to the questionnaires. Now, what do they control next? The questionnaires, of course. And if you put questionnaires, you only put on the questionnaire that which addresses where you want the group to go. Then they control the discussion. They limit the discussion. Okay? Then they score the questionnaires, but they do so in private. Okay? They do the scoring. And if you've ever been to any of these Delphi meetings, you know exactly how it goes. So they do the scoring, and then they issue the final report. This is how you get consensus science, which is bogus science. It's all mumbo jumbo. And one proof that this is part of what's going on in the vaccine world is an interesting article that appeared on the National Vaccine Information Center website titled, "An Inside Job. The Department of Health and Human Service funded the RAND Corporation's Vaccine Safety Review." And when I saw that, I went, well, there it is. Okay? Who did they hire to do it? RAND Corporation. People don't understand. RAND is a private think tank that represents the interests of the robber barons. I mean, there's nothing about the RAND Corporation that represents the best interest of the American people or the middle class or our children. I mean, these people are all paid to accomplish and achieve the goals they're asked to accomplish. They are actually even told not to consider moral imperatives or religious points of view, because they're just exploring ideas. However, once they're done, these ideas that they come up with, which have no morality in them, then leave their hands and go into the community. And that's why we are seeing this horrible fight between the honest scientists and the institutions that are pushing vaccines. Right. It's consensus science.
Absolutely.
Now, and then you've got the judge saying, I won't enter into the scientific argument. So what have you got then? Ingrid, you don't have any scientific argument if the courts can't hear them.
Right.
So, again, we're back to this problem of there's a worldview in our country that's faulty, and the worldview in our country is that a constitution and a bill of rights is in control of what happens to us, what the quote, government, unquote, can and cannot do to us, and what our courts are all about. As long as people keep that myth going, they will unwittingly crash into this horrible system that's designed to fool them into complying. Now, I think we talked about Common Core. You probably remember that as well. Remember how Common Core, they were trying to have little groups where the kids were going to be trained to come up with a group decision.
Oh, absolutely. Consensus. They are trained early on in consensus.
And and if you're the kid in the group who doesn't agree, they use, in fact, in that whole article we put up about Tavistock, they talk about how they use humiliation when an individual does not agree with what they want the group to confer. And I've seen that happen, too, if you've ever been in front of a meeting. And they've got everybody thinking one thing, and you stand up and say, well, what about this? They're just as likely to say, well, you're the only one worried about that, and embarrass you to shut you up. They have to control the groupthink.
And to me, what's also really telling is the way you're supposed to be handling yourself, that everything is, you know, if you're spouting off the propaganda and you're representing a government agency or the World Health Organization, you've got to be calm, at peace, not argumentative, you know, everything. Because, you know, public perception, they're not going to gravitate to someone or have... You lose credibility if you do anything that shows that you're argumentative or, you know, you act too, you know, like you could be leaving yourself out for criticism. So you have to be, you know, it's this one mindset where everyone has this demeanor. And you have your talking points, and you memorize them really well. And you just, so every kind of argument you come up with, they have a clear talking point that they reiterate ad nauseum. And
well,
they
now,
don't
Ingrid,
that talking point.
Ingrid is getting this information from another thing that is really informative. And she obviously read it and really understands what they're doing. I'll give you guys the name of it. I don't know that she did. How to respond to vocal vaccine deniers in public, and this was produced by the World Health Organization, the first edition, and Ingrid was talking about what this guide is instructing the people in public health forums where there's an audience and a speaker, and Ingrid was just doing a good job of explaining what they tell these speakers, how well they're trained, and how strategic is their plan. I will post it, and when you see this, you will quickly realize you've seen this kind of thing across the board, Ingrid. We've seen it at county council, at city council meetings. We've seen it at county commissioner meetings. I've seen it at regional planning commission meetings. This formula has been put everywhere, really.
Right.
Now, I remember...
I was telling you earlier about Jay Lieberman. He was he's a doctor that's in the Plotkin and Mortimer book called Vaccines. That's the Bible for any doctor that's actually pro-vaccine. It has all these articles on the different diseases. So if anyone, you know, needs to have that information, you know, they'll spend like $200 on that book, and of course I have the book. I paid $50 for it, but he has one of his, you know, articles in, you know, about one of the vaccines. Anyway, they were losing so much in this area every time they had one of their people come and talk about vaccines that they would end up running out the door because we would ask them very pointed questions. So this it was several years ago. You know, there's several people that go to these forums. You know, they have them like once a year, sometimes twice a year, and you get continuing education credits. So they all wanted me to go, and I sat right up in front, and it was their forum. It wasn't our forum. It was their forum. And we had a bunch of people, you know, I encouraged them to go, and I remember them being upset because I wasn't raising questions, and I said, this guy was so slick. I was fascinated. I didn't understand the level of training. It was like he just stepped out of Tavistock, I swear. He acted like he was meditating for 3 days, and he had the same pat answers, you know, that you know, causation, that doesn't, you know, when, I forget, coincidence doesn't equal causation. And it was, you know, the same thing over and over again. And it was so smooth. And he was so, you know, such a nice guy. He smiled. It was like he was an excellent performer. I was absolutely spellbound by it. And so all the people that were there, you know, for continuing education credits, they were really upset by what they considered hecklers in the back of the room, you know, who are rude. And I didn't want to be in that category because I was more into taking notes as to how he handled, you know, our people, you know, that were trying to discredit what he was saying.
Yeah.
But I was so new at the time, and so I'm really more and more fascinated right now with just how they are managing people's perception. It's so important if you are ever in a public forum that you learn their psychological techniques.
Well, and in this thing that report that we're going to post, How to Respond to Vocal Vaccine Deniers in Public, on page 29, there's an algorithm of how to respond. They've charted out what if the audience member says this, you know, go to step two, go to step one, step two, step three. In other words, they've tried to cover all the possibilities or the common remarks that are made in these forums to prepare the speaker ahead of time to be able to rebut anything you say.
Right.
So then you finally realize that the forums are not there when you're invited to these public forums, and I stop going. You're not there to actually give or get good information. You're there to warm a chair. And then they can say, well, we spoke to the public at such and such a date. We explained the program to 500 people. Nobody had a problem. Everybody understood it. And then they go on to say, so the public was really happy with it. I don't know what's wrong with you that you're not happy.
Right.
This is all mind control.
Right.
And it's
It is total mind control. And people need to be very aware how easily people are subjected to it. But, you know, I wanted to just thank RBN. You know, they're going through a lot of changes. They're changing servers right now. So the old number, 1-800-313-9443, is not operating right now, which is actually why I was late on the call. Because I am actually calling in because my Skype is weak. But anyhow, neither here nor there. If you want to call in, I'm going to give you the two numbers if you want to make some comments. It's 512-716-1883. That's one line. And if you get a busy signal on that line, then you would call 512-716-1897. So if you got the 512 and the 716, the two numbers are 1883 and 1897, okay?
Yes, I hope people can handle that because we'd love to hear what you think about this case and to see what your feedback is. I think it is so prevalent when you read that article on Tavistock that the analogy someone made that if you were in a fish tank, the last thing you'd be aware of is the water.
Right.
Okay? That's pretty much where we're at. This thing is, they teach them in colleges. They have conferences that they have their employees go to where they teach this stuff. This has been institutionalized, this whole RAND Corporation perception management system is extremely well funded, and it's prevalent in universities, it's prevalent in hospital administrators. It's going to be very difficult for us to overcome it, but it sure explains why we're having so much difficulty reaching our friends and neighbors as we try to share the truth with them. They're living in it. They've been in it their whole life. And unless we help them see it, they can't see it.
Right.
I've seen these people, most of the people at the meetings. In fact, a friend of mine who had a small nonprofit, tried to get me to go to learn to be a facilitator. She said, you really need to take facilitator training. She did not know that this is what she was learning. She had no idea. She thought she was being a good executive director of her organization by learning this strategy.
Right.
And when she pulled it on me and another friend, and she was trying to set up a conference, and we had been invited to help and give our ideas and help work on it and all of that, we found I couldn't figure out what she was doing. No matter what we said, she wanted more. And we had like three sessions. No matter what we said, she wanted more. Later, I realized that she was managing the group, making the plan, and she was pushing us to get what she wanted. Mm-hmm. And she was using this technique.
Right.
So it's everywhere, I'm afraid. Okay, we have a call. Mike from Tennessee. Mike, good evening.
Good evening, ladies. I've got one point to make and one question. The first question, or the only question, is there a YouTube video or some source where a person could go and watch the Delphi technique in action for those that don't know what it is, and then a solution video showing this is how you Delphi the Delphier?
There is a video. I'll have to look for it. We had a program on it quite a while ago, and some people in California did a great video. Oh, my goodness. It was a regional planning commission, and they took this video, and they called it railroading, and they even had railroad music in the background. I mean, it was well done. I'll look for it, Mike, and if I find it, I can post it on the program notes. There really isn't any way, because the way to do it is to not go there and to deny credibility to the organization who's having the event.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Because they need you in that chair. See, when you go, you serve their purpose. You can't stop their agenda, because that's predetermined. They probably already accepted the money. But by you going to the event, you are a number in a chair that meets the criteria they have to meet regarding instructing the public or making the public aware of their program. You're not going to stop the program.
Well, we have open forums for, like, the senators and the especially the representatives. They'll do these open meeting things, and I have friends ask me, well, what can I do, you know, ask them a question? And I said the way I would handle it to try to break them and force them to answer certain questions, especially on, you know, some of their voting record and stuff, because they're pretty smooth, they're pretty well-trained, too, is you get together a group at your house and you come up with some really pointed questions, questions that lead from one to the other. And if they don't answer the first one, then the second person is, you know, addressed, and you spatter yourself. You know, you maybe have, you know, 8 or 10 of you, and you spatter yourself throughout the audience, and everyone has the same list of questions. So if they don't answer the first one satisfactorily, you repeat in a little way the first one, and then it leads to the second one. I mean, you really try to nail them that way. But you have to have several people in the audience on the same literal program.
All right, we're off to break. We'll be back soon.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. We're talking to Mike in Tennessee, and Al and I were just discussing, you know, and I was like, well, that's not going to work. I said, yeah, it doesn't change the outcome, but what you have to do is you have to have a large enough of a group that overwhelms them and actually pass out the Delphi technique throughout the audience.
And yes.
I was able to do it one time, but it's not going to change the outcome.
If you want to, you said we want to have a strategy. I will put up. We did a show on this, and we did create a brochure, Mike, and I will put a link to that brochure, because if you're going to any public meeting, I swear, I haven't seen an exception to this rule in a long, long time, you bring a whole bunch of those brochures and you hand them out either before or after the meeting, all of a sudden people will see what this organization is doing to them, and it will hurt their credibility.
I had attended a meeting back in 2009. It was the local, well, the county sheriff of Shelby County, which is where city of Memphis is, and he didn't know it, but the room was full of people from a local meetup group. There was a lady there that was 89 years old, and all the way down to me. I think I was 48 at the time, and it was about mandatory vaccinations, this very issue, and after he presented, you know, how he's going to follow the law, because it's his job as a county mayor to follow the law. And I said, well, if it's against my religion and my better judgment because I know that it's bad for me, let me get this straight. Are you at the barrel of a gun going to force me to take a vaccine that I know is harmful? And he danced all around that question. You know, that's an abstract, that's, esoteric. You know, trying to put a spin on it so everybody else would think it was an insane question. Well, then the 89-year-old lady said, young man talking to the mayor, so you're telling me that, because he tried to change the subject, and she brought him back to reality, and it was beautiful. She brought him back to the question, so you're going to force me to take a vaccine against my will? And now he's got an 89-year-old lady putting him on the spot, not some 48-year-old young guy, relatively speaking, because he was probably 65. And it shut him down, and we videoed
him. That's great.
It was, but one thing that people that listen to talk radio daily, they're Delphi-ing people daily in the city of Memphis on AM, FM, these people like Ben Ferguson, who claims to live in the area, but he actually lives in Dallas, Texas, and as a CIA operative, I already outed him. And the guy's on daily doing the Delphi technique on everybody, where he will paint the scenario. Today, or Friday, it was about the evil marijuana. You know, they're talking about legalizing marijuana, and everybody is trying to decriminalize it so that, you know, they just don't stockpile the jail with people that are there who haven't harmed anybody. And this guy is doing everything, you know, to try to convince people of the dangers of marijuana, at least other things and all this other nonsense. And, you know, people are starting to catch hold, but he's using the same technique. It's either this scenario or that scenario, and tries to get people to call in. And he has these operatives. They always have their shields that are ready to call in on a moment's notice. And,
yes.
And I think it'd be a great thing for listeners to your show that live in the same area to collaborate and do a call-in where they have a script and they know what to say, and they Delphi and expose the Delphier and expose what they're doing. You know, say, this is a very strategic discussion you're having here on how you're trying to force people into a certain mindset when we know that what you're talking about is insanely stupid, and we know better.
And nobody, they would not be prepared if you were an informant and they were selling global warming or they're selling vaccines. If you said, was this conclusion reached with a consensus? Because we all know consensus is mumbo jumbo.
Right.
Consensus science is mumbo jumbo science. I mean, we all know that. That it floors them when you say things like, we all know that, because that's the game they pull on us.
Right.
You're the only one. Well, no, we all know it.
Right, and this one guy, Andrew Clark Sr., he always says, when somebody says something pointed, he says, you're better than that, implying that what you said was stupid. And so we'll turn around and use the same technique on him. He'll say something, and I'll laugh, ha, 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 you're better than that. And so we put it right back in their face.
Okay, we got to go to break. Hang in there. We'll be back shortly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfeld tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. Well, Mike, I really wanted to thank Mike for his contribution because, you know, we're creative human beings and we're in defense of humanity and we need to come up with creative things to say to their, you know, consensus speak that they do. They have this whole language that they do and they have pat answers. And we need to break that by asking them pointed questions that the audience can clearly understand. And some of his responses were really right on the money. So, you know, if you do go to these meetings, you know, with alleged elected officials that are really just foreign agents, you just need to make sure that there's plenty of people, you know, in the audience that are somewhat awake, and you can wake up more people if you keep a calm demeanor and, you know, prepare with some pointed questions ahead of time. So we have the call-in numbers have changed, 512-716-1883 is one line, and I believe that was the line that Mike got off. But it could have been 512-716-1897. So if you have 512-716, then one line is 1883. If you get a busy signal, try 1897. So we have Dave in Delaware. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity, Dave.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Are you there?
We can hear you. Yep, we can. Can you hear me?
I cannot hardly hear you at all, but what I'm calling about is people do not need constitutional rights. The only critters that need constitutional rights are employees of Congress, fictions. People have already natural, inherent, God-given, nature's God, the Constitution calls it. They've God-given inherent natural rights. that are allegedly secured against infringement by the government or by your neighbors according to the Constitution. But people do not have or need constitutional rights, which are actually remedies under the code, or civil rights under the new speak, lawyer speak. So please stop calling what people use constitutional rights, unless they work for the government and get a paycheck every week or two for working for an actual government agency. They don't have or need constitutional rights. They already have God-given, natural, inherent rights that are secured against infringement,
well,
supposed to be by the Constitution.
The Constitution has been suspended since 1933, so nobody's got constitutional rights anymore.
Well, that's not true. The Constitution's there, and so are the offices. The problem is the offices are vacant because people are not occupying the constitutionally created offices.
Well, Dave, I think that Senate Report 93549 indicates that in 1933, they established the permanent state of national emergency. And from that, they created the dictatorship and all the administration that's coming out of the White House.
Exactly correct, and that's called overthrow of the Constitutional Republic. They were very successful at it.
Right, and so all the employees that work for the corporation are bound by the rules of the agency network.
That's true, but that's not you and I. I don't give a flying fiddler's damn what the clowns in D.C. in black dresses say. They don't rule me, and neither does Congress, and neither does Obama. I rule them.
Well, I don't think you rule them, because they don't work for you.
Well, I don't go to their crooked schools that teach nothing, either.
I know, but they don't work for you. They work for the corporation, so we don't have much control over them, because they don't work for us.
Well, that's overthrow of the Constitutional Republic. They admitted it.
Well, I understand that, and unfortunately, we did a show on trying to expose the bar attorneys that are out there gaslighting all the American people into thinking that the Constitution is still alive and well. And it's not. We're now living in a system of corporatocracy where the federal government, United States, is a federal corporation.
It only applies to those who are receiving benefits and privileges. If you do not receive benefits and privileges, you're not subject to their corporation.
Well, the problem is when you define what benefits and privileges are, that's where we get into the sticky wicket, and I think you're probably aware of that.
Well, the main privileges and benefits are the three elements that are required to enforce any contract: person, place, and thing. In their law, they call it in personam, venue, and subject matter contract for the thing. If people do not know the difference between actual lower spelled names, lowercase letter spelled names, and fictional capital letter spelled names, then it's beyond hope.
Well, one of the issues that we've all got stuck with is the fact that I can't pay my electric bill without using their Federal Reserve notes. And we are getting bound into that system by the contract that I signed with the bank, which allows me to access my money and send the power company a check or pay them.
United States Supreme Court already ruled that Congress, being a legislative branch body, does not have authority to delegate to an executive branch body, the GAO, a constitutionally mandated responsibility or obligation. And that was said by the United States Supreme Court in a case called Bowsher, B-O-W-S-H-E-R, versus U.S. Representative Mike Sinor. Bowsher versus Sinor. Anyone who would like the site for that case, just go to the website escapeharassment.com and send an email, and I will tell you the site for that Bowsher versus Sinor case where the United States Supreme Court said they had no authority to pass the Federal Reserve Act in the first place.
It doesn't matter, because now what they've got us doing... We found a lot of loopholes as far as, did they have the authority to do this? Did they have the authority to do that? Meanwhile, in the 50s and 60s, they snuck in a whole new system called the Uniform Commercial Code. And when my bank sent me a letter saying, these are the new terms and conditions. Now, if you can function without a bank, which is getting darn near impossible. If you can function without a Federal Reserve note, which is way hard to do, on the contract that I signed with my bank, that's how they hook me in. If you look at the terms and conditions, that just ask your bank to send you all the rules and regulations.
And when you make a deposit, it's not your money, it's the bank's money that you put into their account. All you have is a claim on that account number out of the bank's monies. It's not your money, they've stolen it.
So what you do when you sign a check or you sign to have an account is you enter into their commercial contract.
That's why I only deal in postal money orders.
Well, and good luck. If you can function without a bank, then you're a lot freer.
Well, when the whole system crashes, which is any day now, everybody's going to either do with U.S. postal money orders, or if they've got any gold or silver coins, they'll have to use those, or personal IOUs.
Yeah. Well, I've heard the whole crash story so many years. I remember back in 2009, Bob Chapman of International Forecaster told his audience on Thanksgiving, he came on Thanksgiving to give a warning, which is a Thursday, that it's going to crash, the dollar's going to crash, that we should get our money out. We had maybe Friday or Saturday because everything was going to be over. It was a done deal. And I really had a lot of respect and affection for Bob Chapman. So I marched up and told my husband, we best get our money out. He thought I was crazy, you know. He wouldn't do it. But guess what? He never forgot that I asked him to do it, because that was how many years ago? He said, you were wrong then. How can I, you know? And I said, you know, I have to admit, it's been umpteen years and it still hasn't crashed. And so I'm not sure it is going to crash any minute. I know a lot of people believe it, but there are others like Paul Craig Roberts who thinks that they're never going to let it crash. They're going to convert it to something that serves them, versus the crash, which wouldn't serve them.
Well, if they come out with money that's non-interest-bearing, then it'll be worth something. But if they continue to issue this IOU notes by privately owned interest-bearing owners, or bank corporations as owners, then they're just jumping from one frying pan into a different frying pan.
That's what a lot of us are concerned they're going to do. They built this system. If you look closely at the legal system, you see that brick by Freemason brick, I say. They built this over many, many years.
Well, the money system is what the legal system's based on.
Absolutely. That is exactly right.
Well, we can settle that very quickly. You and I can personally purchase the Federal Reserve with one humongous IOU note, because that's all they've loaned us is worthless, irredeemable, non-interest-bearing IOU notes from, right now, Janet Yellen. But we can just give Janet Yellen one humongous, umpty-gazillion-dollar Federal Reserve note, or pardon me, private you and me note, and purchase, like for like, the Federal Reserve's IOU notes.
Go ahead, Dave, and I'm all for it. See if you can get that done and come back on the show and let us know. Because that
Thank you. Have a good show.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for Dave doing that. Aren't you, Ingrid? Gosh darn, that
Absolutely.
Would be great. Oh, Lord, that would save us all. If we could get out from under the money monsters, we could have our lives back. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, even if we got out from under the money masters, and we talk about this all the time on the show, if you're going to keep signing onto their system with your contracts and your signature because you don't understand that's what you're doing, then, you know, you have to understand two things. If we ever defeat the money mess, you still have to stop contracting or restrict your signature. Because you're still giving your consent almost every day. They ask you to sign things every day.
Correct.
And that's kind of where we started with this show. I think you and I agree. We were going to try to get people to get on that bottom step. The first step of understanding is to figure out how it is you're consenting, how it is you're being tricked into consenting, and learn how to stop doing it. And that's a kind of a tall order, because people, again, we're like fish in a fish tank. This mind control thing is so vast that we're all struggling getting others to even see it. Don't you think? I mean, I am.
Yeah. No, it's difficult. But, you know, I remember Mike in Tennessee sharing just last week, I think. It was about going into Walmart and sharing with people about the corporate nature of government and that they really have lost all authority as an independent government. They're just a mere corporation. It's a series of corporations, you know, and they all get your consent by contract. And he was explaining to her very basically and simply, and he told everyone to go to anticorruptionsociety.com, and everyone was writing. They were very interested because everyone knows there's something wrong. This is so important, and I really am glad he brought that up, because if anyone has just an inkling of a sense of conscience or, you know, intuition, they know that this is not the way it's supposed to be. There's something wrong.
Right.
So there's a lot more people are receptive than you give them credit.
Well, I think there are receptive people. However, it just seems like it's almost overwhelming for them to see how vast the deception is, because it's been growing and growing and growing for 100 years. And the people who control money have paid everybody to the whole Tavistock program. I mean, they've pretty much infiltrated all our institutions that... You know, I know people who still want to know what the professors think of something. I know people who will still believe a professor on peak oil versus William Engdahl, who's done all that fabulous research. Mm-hmm. And part of our problem is getting people to break the expert habit, don't you think?
Right. Yep, I agree.
You know, I mean... you and I run into that all the time. Well, we're not experts. Well, then you think, well, those that they're telling us these are experts have all been trained to implement this system,
right?
And they do.
That's what's insidious about the school. You know, when I, I've mentioned that I have a granddaughter in public school, and so I make it a point to discuss this with her. I'm always kind of data mining, you know, what she was taught, and she knows from me, you know, how I view the world, and she actually agrees with me, but she says it's difficult because of the programming that's going on in the school. You know, these children, you know, are taught to regurgitate what their teachers tell them, and that's how they get good grades, and pretty soon they believe that that's the correct information.
Yeah. That's true.
It's very difficult to undermine the power of the authority of the school. And they tell you that you really can't know anything unless you do go to an expert, because when you leave the school, you'll get better training in your field of choice, and then you'll get more training for a specific angle of that, you know, that, you know, just like we mentioned the medical doctor's thing. Now there's no general practitioner. You don't know how the whole body works. You just study the foot. You just study, you know, a cardiologist, a heart doctor, or an oncologist, someone that just specializes in cancer. So you don't even understand how the body works. You're not taught that, you know, because the drug industry controls the medical schools. And that's just one example. But, you know, it even goes into engineering. You know, I mean, all kinds of things that you're just pigeonholed into one specific expert teeth, you know, in your field, and you're not supposed to know about anything else. You're not supposed to know about law.
Yep.
It's supposed to be very complicated. You can't, you know, represent yourself. Are you kidding?
That's true, and that's what they're all told. Well, this was an interesting night, Ingrid. I enjoyed a lot of your comments. It was great, and the callers were interesting. We're going to have to go. We're winding down. Please stay tuned and listen to our Imaging Prayer. It was put together to help people use their power of thought and image the kind of world we know our children deserve, the kind of world we all deserve. And there is power in that. There is great power in us listening to music and imaging the world as it should be.
Absolutely. And I believe me, I know the power of creating as human beings, creating through our thoughts. So it is really important that we monitor our thoughts. You know, I have a great book, Before You Think Another Thought. because you'll find out that people that are chronically ill, they tend to have a preponderance of negative thoughts. So it is really important to focus on what you do want and have a gratitude attitude and, you know, really be clear about what you're creating through your thoughts. And that's why this prayer is important.
Well, good night, all, and we'll be back next week.
Okay, thank you to all our great callers and listeners. We really appreciate all you guys and RBN.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media.